Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome and hello and welcome to the Success Design. My name is Beth Schenkel Anderson and I'm your host today. And today we have a very special guest. He is the founder and CEO of Dynavision, the Dynavision company, and I'll introduce you to that just in just a minute. His name is Phil Jones and he's a former Canadian Football League athlete as well. So hi there, Phil.
How are you? Hi Beth, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. I wanted to get your name out there and let everybody know that you're a former athlete as well as the founder of this company, because I'm so excited to introduce this to my listeners. What I have here about Dynavision is that there are two separate devices. One is called D2 and one is called iSpan. And I have some information here about it, but I thought it might be better if you introduce my listeners to what it is that you do and what it is that you have designed.
Okay, I'll do my best. Yes, two devices. The one is the Dynavision D2, and it actually comes from the original Dynavision 2000, of which there's about 600 of them in hospitals around the United States mainly, but also in small segments of 23 other countries. And it was designed originally for high-performance sports, training in reaction time and peripheral awareness and eye-hand coordination, and a great tool to measure and show the improvement in these areas. And what happened was back in 1991, when we first finished the prototypes, et cetera, we started getting calls from hospitals, people that had seen it out at some of the trade shows, and it was quickly picked up by the world of rehabilitation and occupational therapy for people that have had traumatic brain injuries and stroke recovery. And they thought it was such a great device for those purposes because of the actual size of it. It's quite large, and it's if you go on our website at Dynavision Sports or DynavisionD2.com, you'll see the size of it. And basically, it's a bunch of lights on a big flat board, and the lights stick out, and the person reacts to the various different programs of lights coming on and turning off, and then. Also, there's cognitive processing that occurs at the same time with numbers flashing in the middle. So basically what you're doing is you're using your peripheral vision to hit lights plus your central focal area to call out numbers and do cognitive tasks. And for that reason, it's been a great tool for the hospital industry. Now, that morphed into the Dynavision D2, which we now have we're selling for the last couple of years. And the big difference is that there's software now that goes with it that has a fantastic ability to track and monitor a person's progress. And, of course, it's great for hospitals as well because they get a nice readout that they're able to use for their billing codes. So,
okay.
Yeah, so now we're going into the back hard into the world of high-performance sports because of the rising of the world of strength and conditioning, and with that, the sports science which has really grown in the last few years. And any time we take this out now into any of the conventions that surround sports and that, we're inundated with people that want to have this equipment and use it for testing their athletes. And when we explain to them how much it increases and improves the athlete's performance with their ability to see the field better and make quicker decisions under high levels of stress, it's gaining a lot of momentum.
So wow.
That's the one piece of equipment, and the other piece is the iSpan, and the iSpan is a wonderful piece of equipment that we developed, the reason for it is because whereas the Dynavision is more of a general piece of equipment, the iSpan is actually a sports-specific piece of equipment that allows a person to do sports-specific drills, but then, again, applying the new world of sports science to it, giving them the ability to monitor and track down to the hundredth of a second the improvements and differences in reaction time. So we have two complementary products that are we feel that they're taking the world of sports by storm.
It definitely sounds like it, Phil. And I'd like to, first of all, congratulate you on such success in both the areas of trauma and also specifically in athletics, because it seems like a lot better alternative than some of the other things. Specifically detecting concussions, I think it's very, very great that you can use this this device to detect concussions, which may not maybe be detectable otherwise.
Well, the truth about the concussion is that because it's such a great monitoring device for reaction times, what it allows us to do is to get an athlete's baseline testing and find out what their normal reaction times are, and then if they have a concussion, when the coach wants them to go back on the field, and when the doctor wants them to go back on the field, and when they especially want to go back on the field, then they have to be able to prove to these people that they actually, that their average reaction times and peripheral awareness has come back to a certain level that they're actually able to. Some of the other tests out there, most of them actually, are done with a computer, and they're very effective in their own ways, but there is ways of cheating a little bit. And mm-hmm. on this piece of equipment, you absolutely reveal your physical movements and what happens to you under stress. So it's a fantastic monitor for return to play. And the companies that are using these computerized programs are actually approaching us about integrating their programs with our programs, and because they realize the value of this actual gross physical movement that you apply when you're using the DynaVision.
Right, and I was just going to ask you one of the questions I had is that you have growing influence in the medical and concussion realm. Just because you're able to determine when a player or a regular person, for that matter, potentially could return to a sort of baseline. Could that also be applied to, say, a person with head trauma, the baseline test?
Well, absolutely. One of the things that is out there right now is the fact that all the soldiers that are deployed have to have a concussion baseline test before they go. And there's a company out there that's done over 600,000 of these tests, and the proof it lies right there that we're in already 40 VA hospitals, and the main reason we're in those hospitals is because of returning soldiers from overseas that come back with, we think of those soldiers as traumatic brain injury, but really concussion is just a form of traumatic brain injury. It's just a lesser, lesser level. So it's all kind of tied in together, and certainly our goal is to be able to part of the program where every soldier going over there has that baseline test.
I actually saw from your website that that you have even gone into the tactical realms, meaning the military, that they found that this device is useful for them. And you said you're in 40 VA hospitals, and about 600,000 people have had a baseline test. Is that correct?
Well, not with our device, but
with a baseline,
one of the other programs, and they're one of the programs that has approached us about getting involved with them. So we hope to be part of that moving forward.
That's terrific, very terrific. One of the other things that I wanted to talk to you about is the Fort Hood shooting. Of course, there was a victim there. It's said to be using the D2 technology for his recovery.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes, we were approached by Extreme Home Makeover, or what's it called? Extreme. Oh, that one. Extreme Makeover Home Edition. And,
right.
This gentleman was at the Fort Hood shooting and was supposed to be killed. He was supposed to not make it out of there, and he actually made it out of there. And so Extreme did a show with him, Sergeant Ziegler. And, it was aired nationally. He was also married on that show, so we didn't get the exposure for the DynaVision that we wanted, but there was a brief glimpse of it on that show. But they did put a DynaVision into his home that they built for him in Texas there, and his treatment is ongoing with that. We're also in the same hospital as the lady politician that was shot just a little while ago.
Representative, yes. Gabrielle Giffords?
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Out in Tucson, yes.
Yeah.
And you're also in her hospital. I've heard that her hospital is absolutely top-notch out in Tucson as far as traumatic brain or head injuries. So that's
there's a lot of
compliment to you that you're out there.
Yeah, you'd have a hard time finding an occupational therapist anywhere in the country that doesn't know the word DynaVision. I mean, It's a well-branded name in the world of rehabilitation, and even though it was originally designed for high-performance sports, it got quickly branded into rehab, and now we're working hard, and we're feeling the same level in sports already, but there's a lot more to come, that's for sure.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to ask you, that you have quite an extensive FAQ page, and I found some of these, I'd like to talk to you maybe for a few minutes about a couple of these questions. Obviously, our listeners can go online to DynaVisionD2.com and actually get more information. But just if you could give me some information on what visual skills training is.
Absolutely. Really, what this type of training involves is training past the keeping your head still level of an optometrist exam. It's vision in motion, dynamic visual skills. So it's visual skills in motion, and that's eye hand coordination, peripheral awareness. It's not making your peripheral field bigger. It's taking your peripheral field and making you more acute in that field. It's eye hand coordination. It's concentration. It's speed and span of recognition. That is the level of amount of information you can take in and how quickly you can take it in. It's visual reaction, how quickly you can take that information in and turn it around and initiate a response. So these are some of the skills that we work on. And really past that, where it starts to really get exciting for us is once you have all those skills, now you're talking about a whole new level of psychology called situational awareness. And situational awareness really is being able to, using your experience and your skills that you've built up, being able to deal with any level of stress that comes at you and having your visual field maintain its size and ability to process information under these conditions. And that's why it's used so much for tactical, because these guys are in, I mean, while it's great for sports, but these guys in tactical, they're faced with shoot, don't shoot decisions all the time. And the more you can keep your cool under these conditions, the better you're able to perform. And obviously, you'll perform at a higher level. So that's what the DynaVision training does. It allows you to take in more information under rising levels of stress and keep your peripheral field and your wits about you and then respond correctly.
Oh, that is really amazing. Because I guess with all the information that you gather through your training, you can be more confident. I guess is the way you put it. You can maybe know that I personally had a cousin to go to Iraq, and he was one of those people that was in the shoot don't shoot situation.
Yes.
And I know it was very, very difficult for him. It was a very high stress. When he came home, he was just very, very stressed out, and it's, had he maybe had some of the training and some of the skills that you teach and can provide and can enhance more specifically, I'm sure that our soldiers tactical teams. What about maybe the tactical situations like with the police and things like that? They're also in those positions. Do you foresee maybe the DynaVision being used by them?
Well, yes, I foresee the DynaVision. Our goal is that, and coming from an athlete who used it and watched a team of athletes use it, it was integrated right into our weightlifting program. I mean, we would do a set of bench press, then we'd run down the hall and do a one-minute run on the DynaVision, then we'd run back and do a set of squats, and then back for another one-minute run. Mm-hmm. And so it's a real part of your conditioning. It's that, 20% of physical performance that is mental processing. Well, why not make that part of your workout? And especially while you're fatiguing yourself, being able to still respond to these reaction-type situations on the DynaVision, while you're tired, that just makes you perform at a higher level.
Wow, that definitely would. I would love to have that. I'd love to integrate that in my workouts to see how I'm doing.
I have a great example. One of the our colleagues up in Ottawa, Ontario, she does a lot of testing for the Canadian and some of the U.S. elite tactical forces as well. These are the guys that are the Delta forces and groups like that. And after these guys are coming home, we've actually had her, she's franchised two or three of her franchises that use the Dynavision training to these guys coming home, because they felt that it was so fantastic for their personal experience that now that they're trying to get away from the action that they live, they're trying to promote the word. So I guess that the proof's in the pudding there.
Wow. Yeah. Definitely. And I mean, you know, I'd like to commend you for helping our troops. This is I'm just personally knowing, you know, some of them that have come home and stuff. You know, any advantage they can have to lower their stress and to build their confidence is certainly advantageous to us as Americans. So, and of course as Canadians as well.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that. And I think one of the things that's so great about the Dynavision, well, and the iSpan, is that they're fun to use. You get a score, and as you get past your learning curve on the devices, you make very incremental gains. But every time you make a gain, you actually are going to a new level. And the more you can take in information, process it quicker, and react, and keep your reaction times, and keep your peripheral field while under stress, the better you're going to feel about yourself. I know from playing that when my scores got up, originally you would start somewhere between 60 and 90 lights in a minute. And as your scores, and as you practice and you start feeling the effects and you start seeing your scores go up, it actually is its own positive reinforcement. As your scores get up to the 130s and 140 and even 150 and higher, you start to feel like when you're on the field, you start to feel like you're walking on your toes. You're so alert and so aware. And it's quite a sensation.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there any way that a just a regular person who's not in the military and not an athlete can try out your, of course, and fortunately not needing it for medical reasons, could try it out? Or is there any way that you would be marketing it to just to the general public in the future?
Well, in the future, definitely. What we are trying to go after right now is the NCAA schools, football programs, basketball, the big high-profile sports. We're already gaining national recognition through the penetration that we've made into those markets, and we've been, in fact, approached and are in with Gatorade Sports Science, and also really important to us is the ESPN Sports Science show that constantly shows athletes and discusses their reaction time and shows examples of how, you know, if your reaction time is 1/10 of a second or 1/100 of a second quicker than the other guys, well, how does that translate in, say, a NASCAR race? You know, how far ahead is that, or an NBA basketball player making a cut? And so we're getting this great exposure into these areas. We're hoping that the trickle down from that, moving forward over the next few years, is going to get us into all these high performance facilities that, you know, then trickle down again into your regular home gym around the corner. So we're pushing hard. We're not there yet, but we're certainly hoping that within a year, you know, we're going to have nice little clinics set up all around the country.
And this is just a general question, but do you see athletes that may or may not necessarily use Dynavision, but who seem to have better reaction time, visual skills? Do you see them succeeding over just the general athlete? I mean, I don't really know many athletes, but I would think as a quarterback, as Peyton or Eli Manning, for instance. You know, I come from Tennessee, so those are the ones I like to refer to. Sure, having that peripheral vision in that blind side, you know, of course I've seen the movie and I know what the blind side is.
Right.
Would you know, having a more, you know, extensive peripheral vision, do you see that the more the top elite athletes having these skills that maybe they just have naturally or they've developed on their own?
I think that athletes are put in these positions more often than your normal person. So they're under, like, think of a quarterback, they're under huge amounts of stress. As a rule, you know, they're taking the snap and going back and feeling the pocket caving in around them, and still having to figure out coverages and make the throwing decisions at the same time. So they're probably trained a little bit more than your normal person in these skills. And in fact, very interestingly enough, and I agree with you that some of them are absolutely ahead of others naturally. And one of the great examples that we just had come up is that one of the quarterbacks that was a real high pick in the last couple of years, I can't mention his name, but he was lined up against the other three quarterbacks in his on his team, and in every skill that was measured, which was a full 360 program, every skill that was measured, they were all almost identical, except for visual skills, and his skills were far ahead of the other three guys, and mm-hmm. he ended up as the top pick in the draft. So, you know, I think you see definite that athletes have this, and then the great ones have better skills. We heard some stuff about Johnny Bench's visual skills from some of our colleagues in Cincinnati that that definitely prved that. Now, the good news is that everybody now has the opportunity to improve their visual skills. So these things that were natural before, we're finding out through the world of sports science that naturals aren't really natural. They're just a little bit further ahead. And now that we can figure it out, you know, we've learned all this about neuroplasticity and all the fact that these visual skills are trainable and able to enhance them, then the good news is that anybody that dedicates themselves and does this kind of training can definitely improve their performance.
Well, absolutely. That sounds very promising to everybody who would come in contact with your device, with the D2 or the iSpan.
I think so.
And is there anything that I haven't covered in this interview that you would like to say to my listeners who may not be familiar with, you know, sports or how this might affect them? If you would like to just, you know, cover anything that I haven't brought up today, that here's your chance.
Well, I hope that your listeners will get to our website. I think that we actually just relaunched it a couple of weeks ago, so we've put a lot of time
fabulous.
And effort. Oh, thank you.
I love it. I've been on your website for the past 2 days just reading all kinds of stuff. And you've got a list of your partners and your clients. And just to interrupt and give your website out to make sure everyone has it, it's www.dynavisiond2.com. That's DynaVisiond2.com.
That's the one. Yes, and if they'll go on that site and look at all the videos that we've built up, there's a video of a kid up in Ottawa. He was actually 15 years old when he was the world champion karate, junior champ, and he can hit up to 218 lights in a minute on the DynaVision, which is absolutely incredible. And he's been training on this device since he was 13, I believe. Won the worlds in karate, and now has, as all teenagers do, has changed his interest to the piano. So I expect the fastest piano player that you've ever seen out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, that is, you know, it's so funny, but that goes hand in hand, karate with the, you know, and your dexterity with your fingers and playing the piano. That is just awesome. And to be able to have translatable skills.
Yes, exactly. Now, something else that I should mention is the fact that, when we take our devices out, people come to us all the time with new ideas and have you used it for this? Have you used it for that? And we're like, oh my goodness, we never thought of that. I mean, we've been approached by the World Cricket Federation. Now, cricket's not a big sport in the U.S., but there it is, and it's huge over in India. Now, another area that's really exciting to us is the world of ADHD and ADD for children, and spina bifida. All these doctors are coming to us and say, you need to have this in that market. These kids, you know, some of them won't react great to it, but they feel that the majority of them will. And we have a fantastic case story of a young boy up in Halifax area, up in the east coast of Canada. And he had, heavy-duty ADHD, and he had this particular thing. He always rubbed his face with his hands, and when he first started using the DynaVision, he would look at it and just sit there and stare at it. And now he's able to hit, in a four-minute run, over 338, I think it was, lights. And he has stopped doing this particular motion that would cause ridicule, people to laugh at him and all that. And he's totally addicted to the machine, loves using it, and the parents are over the moon with how much progress he has demonstrated since he started doing this. So there's a field that we had no idea was, even in existence. And,
you know, there we are now with a whole new area that, boy, would we ever be excited to help out a bunch of young kids that are stricken with these kind of things, you know. So
ADHD is in addition to some of the head trauma that you've proven that you can help. The ADHD is a particular place that you've also explored as well. And that's terrific because, you know, all these children, you know, take a lot of medication and they may just need to have, just to be sort of reprogrammed a bit.
Yeah, a little bit of stimulation and, you know, anything that's fun and it keeps their attention and gets them moving and watch all of a sudden their scores start to improve. Well, it only means one thing is that their coordination is becoming better, their ability to take in information is becoming better. So, you know, this, all it does is lead to more areas for study, really. And we hope that that will all be coming soon, that's for sure.
Well, it sounds like you've got all the doctors ready to write research papers.
Well, we're working on that, yeah, absolutely. We're doing a few submissions to the National Institute of Health as we speak, actually, so that's fairly exciting as well. One other thing I should mention as well is that we've just a couple of weeks ago we got a deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers, so that's our first NFL team that's taking on the program, and of course I'd say probably one of the leading NFL organizations out there, and again their strength and conditioning coach Garrett Giamont saw our equipment and he was over the moon when he saw this because he had worked in the past with Eric Dickerson of the NFL way back, that fantastic running back, and Eric was a big believer in this equipment and had used it way back in the 90s when he was a superstar. So the Steelers have now jumped on board, and with the iSpan, we're really excited what they're going to do with the iSpan. They're going to create their own protocols, and we're going to turn those protocols into phone apps that the kids will be able to use the Steelers protocols and work on the same drills that the Steelers will do and compare themselves to the pros and all that kind of thing. So,
how exciting. That is really neat.
It's a lot. I'm getting tired just talking about it.
I'm sure. This is a lot of exercise you're talking about.
Well, but it is fun. It's great to see it come to fruition after all these years, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I can tell that you have put in a lot of hard work. And I know from friends and from myself how hard it is to start your own business. So to be so successful, I truly congratulate you, Phil.
Thank you very much.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's probably got it. I'm pretty excited, you can tell. I don't have much trouble talking about it, that's for sure.
Oh, but, I love your knowledge. You make my job easy.
I'll tell you what, I'll add for your American audience the fact that I did build the first 500 of these units in my garage myself up in Canada, but because the demand and the marketplace is so large in the United States, I did move it down to Tulsa a few years ago, and because the demand kept rising, we've just, and I'm talking about within the last week, have just brought the manufacturing of the Dynavision and iSpan to Cincinnati, Ohio. So we're excited about our affiliation with a company down there called TSS Technologies, and they're providing the backbone for us to be able to really move forward with this and spend a lot more time getting the good word out there. So we're excited about what's coming, that's for sure.
Yeah, well thanks for all the American business. You certainly make us look good to be affiliated with you. So
it's a great country and a great marketplace, that's for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Phil, thank you so much. I want to introduce you again. You are the founder and CEO of Dynavision, and you are a former Canadian Football League athlete, which I find very, very impressive. Because I find any athlete just so disciplined and so professional, and it's just truly amazing. I guess you always sort of envy what you don't have or do.
Well,
so being a lawyer, I just think athletes are tremendous. So thank you so much for being on the show today. I truly appreciate it, and you are welcome back anytime.
It's been an honor. Thank you very much.
Thanks. And thank you, listeners, and be sure to tell your friends about this show, and you can watch it, or I'm sorry, listen to it on the replay. So I will see you next time for the Success Design. This is Beth Shankle Anderson. Bye.